Welcome to the
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the virtual book tour. I am your host tonight, Black Diamond. I would like to thank the African American Authors Literary Campaign for providing me with this opportunity to talk with you about a child's journey through foster care. But first, I will talk to you about something about myself. I am the mother of 12. I am also a social worker here in the state of Maryland. And I have 3 biological children and 9 children through foster care, through adoption, and through custody and guardianship. And at any time, if you feel like you want to call in and ask a question about custody and guardianship, about foster care, about adoption, or if you're just thinking about adoption, or if you have some of those questions that are a little taboo where you're not sure if that's the correct thing or if it's something you heard or something you just want to know more about, you can call in to 646-564-9676. What I'm also going to tell you tonight about is my journey through foster care. No, I have not been adopted. No, I was never in foster care. But I followed the journey also of children in foster care and a special little project that I had started this month, and I'll get to that a little later. But what I do want to tell you is currently we have over 400,000 children in foster care. And of these children, there are a lot of little boys that's in foster care. And it's very hard to adopt these little boys. We also have little girls that's in foster care. But however, sometimes it seems like more people want the little girls. But we also have children who are hard to place. And a lot of these children that are hard to place are African-American children, they're Hispanic children, and you, believe it or not, we also have some children who are Caucasian who are hard to place as well. And in these children that are hard to place, we have children which have special needs. And some of the special needs could be physical, it could be mental, or it could be emotional. Some of them have these disabilities as well. Often these children require special education. And when they go into the school system, it seems as though they have more problems with ADHD and ADD. And we're finding that a lot right now with children that are in foster care, that they're suffering from ADHD and ADD. I don't want to get into the medication part of it because that's not my specialty, and I'll admit it, that that's more mental health, and I am not a mental health expert. I do know a little bit about it, but that's not something that I want to talk about. If you have any of those questions, I could send you a resource or provide you with a resource that could give you a little bit more clarity on some of those subjects with children in foster care. But what I'm going to talk to you about is a special journey that I have been on with one of my children. He came into care at the age of 10, and he wanted to ask why he was in care. And one of those things that he asked was, why did I want to adopt him? And I thought at that time that he knew why he was in care. I thought that somebody had told him, maybe his worker had told him why he was in care. So I sat down and I spoke with him about his journey in foster care and what I knew about his story. And what was so special about his story was that I knew him, and I knew him because he's my nephew. And, of course, I knew his parents. But, again, I thought it was something that he had known. So I began to tell him his journey. And as I had finished up talking to him about his journey, I asked him, was he okay? He told me that he was okay, but I noticed that I wasn't okay. I wasn't okay with telling him that story because it kind of shook me a little bit when I thought about it, that this young man has been through this journey and it's been really, really rough. And it's just unbelievable the things that they go through and the things that happen to them and the many placements that they have. He has been in 3 to 4 different placements, and each night that he was in placement, he was carrying his clothes, his personal belongings, in trash bags. That's right, I said trash bags, because that's what he had. And each place he went, he would add more and more to it. And this is where I bring you into with my journey. What I've been doing this month, I have been carrying a trash bag around each day with my personal belongings in it. It's not that I just wanted to see, oh, it's not that bad. No, I wanted to walk the walk. If I can talk the talk, I'm going to walk the walk. And that's what I did this month, and that's what I'm still doing this month. Along with that, I have been adding my personal belongings into these trash bags and carrying them everywhere I went. I would go into work with it. I would go into public areas with it. I've been into department stores with it. I've been into the courthouse with the trash bags. And a lot of times I'm getting odd looks. Some people are thinking, I guess, that I'm homeless, that I'm either getting ready to shoplift something, and they're probably questioning, why is this woman walking in here with this bag? And no, I'm not going to give up my bag. I don't want to check my bag, because that bag is my personal bag. It is like my purse, and it has everything in it that is personal. And I'm going to tell you about one of the things that had happened. That was, I was going into court, and I was with a colleague. And while I was in there, my colleague showed her ID, and I showed mine. My colleague went through without a problem, but when I was going through, they had stopped me, and they asked me about my trash bag, and they told me I had to put it on the conveyor belt. So I put it on the belt, and it went through, and I went through the other side. But I asked the question, why did they stop me and not stop her? And they explained to me it's because of my bag. And I told them that what's in my bag is in the same bag as what she has in her bag, the same things, you know, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But they were both our personal belongings. So I continued throughout my day. They didn't let me go through. But on my way out, the guard asked me again about the trash bag, and I explained to him why I was actually carrying the trash bag. Not that it was just with my personal belongings, but that it was something that I wanted to do, and I explained to him about foster children having these trash bags to carry their personal belongings in it, and how we're trying to raise awareness as well as raising funds through. And if you go through Together We Rise Family Matters, you'll see that we have a link with them, and we're trying to raise money to get duffel bags for foster children that's in care. And with these bags, we include in them personal hygiene products, a teddy bear, coloring books, crayons. We add a blanket in there, and we also add a personal friendship letter from Stacey F. Stacey F. is my character that I have in the three books that I have written. She named me Stacy, a temporary home for Stacy, as well as Stacy F., My Forever Mommy. We also have the coloring book. But I'm not here to boast or to brag or to push any of my books. I'm here to talk to you about the journey of children in foster care. It is very, very important, and it means the world to me to find these children a safe place to live, a home, a place that they can call home, until they can either go back home or until they find a permanent home. And this is what we always look for, a permanent home for our children. We look for a place that we can provide love to these children. In some cases, it can be temporary, but in some cases, it can be permanent. These children's journey is unbelievable. Again, I'm going to go back and to talk about one of my children whose journey was a little bit out of the way for me. I just quite didn't understand it. And to this day, I'm still having a problem with trying to understand the process and what he's been through and how a certain system failed him. And the system I'm talking about is the system that he was in when he was living in another state. He was in care, and while he was in care, he was informed, because this is what he explained to me, that he was the only child and that his mother had passed away and he didn't have any siblings. But he come to find out that that story wasn't true. He was not the only child, and his mother did not pass away. But what he did come to realize was that he had a sibling that was also in care, and they had the same worker, but he's never met his sister. And at this point, that's where I came into play. I knew he had a sister. I knew he had many sisters because I have some of his sisters. And when we found him, we decided to bring him to come live with his family. So we got together. We all agreed that it was in his best interest to come live with his family and to come out of care. And this is what we did. He is now living with his sisters and myself and his brother as well in one household together. And this is the way it should be. We tried to find placement for kids with their siblings, and we understand that it is very hard to do for a lot of our children to find placement for them, especially when they're over the age of 8. It becomes harder and harder, and when it's a teen, it is very hard. These teens wind up going to the age of 21 and they age out of care. Unbelievably, yes, some of these youth come into care as infants and they stay into care up until they're 20, 21 years of age, and that's something that no child should ever have to do. What we are doing, we are looking for foster care parents, adoptive parents, relative resources if possible, so we can send these children back to their families, and that's what I'm about. I'm about trying to get these children back to their families. In the beginning, I told you that I am the mother of 12. Nine of them are foster care and adopted. Five of them are siblings, and these are some of the siblings that I was talking about. And what I notice with these children as they come in, and I don't want to keep saying these children, these are my children. I may not have given birth to them, but they are my kids. No, they don't call me mommy. They do call me auntie, but that's at their pleasure. I'm not going to lie to them and tell them that I'm their mother when I'm not. I'm a mother figure, and that's where we're at right now. We try to keep it as honest as possible. We try to keep it as real as possible. And this is just the way that they're being raised with me. I would hope that there are other people out there, that there's other families, there's other individuals that have it in their heart, that have a place in their home to be able to take in some of these children. I understand that some individuals don't feel as though they can take children into their home. What I would suggest is for them to contact their local Department of Social Services. Speak to a worker, speak to an advocate. You can go through CASA if you please to ask questions. You can call. There's support groups where you can go in and ask just basic questions. What does it take to be a foster parent? Do I qualify to be a foster parent? What I can tell you is that in order to qualify, you do have to be 21 years of age. In most states, I know you have to be 21 years of age. I don't think they would like for you to be a foster parent if you're 18 and you're trying to parent somebody who's 12, because there's only a 6-year difference between that. So I think that they're looking for somebody who is actually 21 years of age, because you're definitely out of foster care. You're not in care. You're not being somebody that is 19 years old waiting to adopt another child that's 17 or 16 years of age. So, again, I encourage any and everybody, if you have a heart, please try to become a foster parent. These children really, really need you. You don't want to see these kids on the street. You don't want them out there begging for money. You don't want them to become homeless. This is something that we fight every day for these children not to be homeless. If there was anything that I can do to assist in any of these children to get them on the right track, I'll do that. There are plenty of resources out there. I have a lot of resources for families who are interested in becoming a foster parent. If you're thinking about adopting, I can also provide you with information. I can be reached on my Facebook page. I'm under Author Black Diamond, and it's BLAQUE as far as Black Diamond. I can also be reached on my website. That's authorblackdiamond.com. If you have any questions or if you want to just see what I'm doing, what's going on next, where we're at, how you can help support. We also have an event coming up in November. It's called It's a Family Affair. That's every November we have it. It's for National Adoption Day. And what we do is we have a panel of individuals that will sit there. They are some social workers, some foster parents, former adopted parents, foster children. And we have a host of different individuals that will be sitting there. We have mental health providers that will be out. We also have someone from the Board of Education that will be there. We really would like for you to come out. I can provide you with additional information. You can go to my email at authorblackdiamond357@yahoo.com if you need to ask any questions, or if you just want to see what's going on to get some information. Maybe you can pass this information on to someone else. So, again, I appreciate everything that anyone can do to help these children, to be able to provide your home to these kids, because it's something that I feel as though we need. We really need foster parents, and I'm hoping that, again, these children will not be homeless. They will not age out homeless. And everybody just put their best foot forward and just lend their support to each and every one of our children. Again, if you need to reach me, it's under Author Black Diamond on Facebook. That's Author Black, BLAQUE, Diamond. My email address is authorblackdiamond57@yahoo.com. And you can also reach me through my website. You can leave questions there. I'll answer them. My website is authorblackdiamond.com. Again, thank you for listening and coming out tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. and I'll keep you posted on Facebook as far as my trash bag challenge.